The Go Birds podcast is sponsored by Ashley, America's number one furniture and mattress store.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
I'm pretty confident talking into a mic. Hey, I'm doing it right now. But home projects, I second guess everything. Is that noise normal? Is that water damage? Who do I even call? That's where Thumbtack comes in. Just upload a photo or voice note, and it uses AI-powered search to match you with the right top-rated local pro. So instead of guessing, you get clarity and can hire with confidence. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
You're listening to the Go Birds podcast.
Hello, it is the Go Birds podcast sponsored by Ashley. We think it is the best furniture and mattress store in America. It's the number one furniture and mattress store in America. We'll tell you more about Ashley coming up.
Take your opinion of other furniture stores.
Yeah, just get out of here.
Take it to your mom.
Don't even care.
What's that expression?
As far as I'm concerned, it's take it to your mother.
Take it to your mom. Isn't that an expression?
I don't know. Maybe.
Tucker.
Certainly
it
not
like
a,
an expression.
Certainly not a popular one.
Said in high school.
Yeah. I feel like it's like, take that to your mom.
Okay.
We talked about it the other day, like the disrespectful phrases that we would have said 20 years ago. Like, we don't do that anymore.
Yes. You're right.
Like, well, talk to
one.
Your hand.
Talk to your hand's a good one. You don't hear that very often.
Let's not and say we did. Remember
Another good one.
Sure. Yeah, it's good stuff here.
Were these before your time or were these during?
Nothing's before my time. Are you kidding me? I know everything. I'm the oldest man here.
I watch 9 to 5.
Oh, really? I've never seen 9 to 5. How was it?
What a banger of a song, by the way.
Oh, it's a great song.
Like, you want to
talk
about all-time
great song. It's so good.
Like, obviously, pro-hyperbole.
Yeah.
But like,
I feel like Workers' Anthem.
They made that whole movie.
Because of the song?
Yeah.
So I've never seen the movie. Is it any good?
It was fine. Yeah. I may have half paid attention, you know, fell asleep. It's good to, that's the nice thing about the old movies I'm watching. My sleep score has been unbelievable. Okay. Falling asleep on the couch every night. They're so calming. It's beautiful.
I'm really happy that you've discovered sleeping at movies.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it
makes
me really happy. We are going to the movie theater this Friday.
What?
Going to see Oasis. I did see them 3 times last year.
So you need to go see
the
concert.
We're going to go see the movie. What if I'm in it?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Go to Odyssey, man.
Dude,
I've seen it twice now.
I want
now.
To see Odyssey.
I saw it on the 70 millimeter. It's amazing. It's so big.
Exactly. I check every single day for Odyssey tickets.
Go
every
see
day.
It. What the hell, man?
You know how hard it is to get 70 millimeter IMAX seats that aren't like in the front row? I'm at a point where honestly, Kristen wouldn't agree to this. Like, I would almost agree to not even sitting next to each other to get in.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, it's not like we're going to talk anyway, you know? But yeah, I'm never, it's not going to happen. And now, especially you said it's way better in the center.
It is. It's better. It's definitely better. I still think it's worth seeing anywhere, but it is definitely, it's way bigger. I was shocked at how much it was like.
Exactly.
Noticeably
like
bigger
you
than
tell me, I'm
going to
be a chump and go see it in like regular. Like, it's like
you just called you a chump, Tucker.
No offense. I'm just saying, imagine like being out in public setting and being like, hey, did you see Odyssey? Yeah, I did. It's like, let's just stop here. We both saw it. That's all that needs to be known. We don't have to even discuss the format we saw it in. We're all the same.
I went to four movies.
I actually think
this
of,
week.
I thought of a really good analogy, but I feel like it's not appropriate.
Okay. Well, then don't do it.
I won't.
Okay. I went to 4 movies this week. So
absurd.
It was amazing.
I got that vibe off the text.
It was so
I feel
great.
Like every time I heard from you,
they were
you
all were, good. I saw Tony. I saw Acme vs. Coyote.
But you saw Tony before we
saw the Odyssey. I saw Tony last Monday.
Yeah, and we recorded.
Yeah, we did the pod after. Yeah, it was great.
So you've seen four movies in a week.
I went Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday to the movies. And it was awesome. And end of
you saw Tony, you saw the Odyssey Garfield and movie, whatever that was. The
Acme vs. Coyote, yeah. Which is wonderful.
Looked good.
And then I saw End of Oak Street, which is the dinosaur movie with Anne Hathaway. It's great.
Wow. Super Anne Hathaway's in that.
Yes. Yeah. I saw Anne Hathaway movies back-to-back days, the Odyssey and Oak Street.
The Odyssey cast is very good.
Oh, it's amazing. A lot phenomenal. Of people in that. It's a great movie.
It's going to win all the awards, isn't it? I'm fine with that.
Probably.
Like, yes. This is a good example of where I am okay. Like, it is clearly the movie of the year.
Yeah, I agree.
I got into a long debate with my friends recently, actually, very similar to the how I think the mm-hmm. movie that makes the most money should get movie of the year. Mm-hmm. We were debating if being the most downloaded artist makes you...
The best
makes
artist.
You good. Yeah.
Yeah, no, of course not.
And obviously I think it does. So that was it's the same debate. Like honestly, while I was doing it, I was thinking, if you only knew how schooled I was in this debate, like I am ready to go. Uh-huh. Like that debate and the college kids playing in
another horrible one. Bad takes.
I could debate anybody from multiple angles on that for hours.
You'd lose every debate, but it'd be good.
But the thing, I never lose.
Okay.
Daquan Wright's not even on the team, by the way.
I know. That's because everyone's like, don't do it. You can't let these kids play.
Poor kid.
Yeah, I feel real bad for him. It's tough.
I do. He could be making like a lot of money.
I don't.
I got new sunglasses.
That's the way it works. I'm so happy for you.
You want to see him?
Yeah, I guess I have to. I mean, you just offered.
Tucker didn't like him.
All right, good.
Well, I don't know if I want
to
show.
No, well, now you have to.
Are you going to be nice about him?
I don't know. I mean, if they're ugly, I'll tell you. Okay. Okay. I don't hate them. But I can't say that I love them.
You'll get used to them. It's a new style. Told me that. Well, it's a new style for me.
Okay, but it's.
I would say I'm
other people
to
are
the
like
trend.
In. Are what? So the style being further away from your eyes.
No, like skinny glasses.
Okay.
Yeah. My last glass is obviously very big.
I think they look fine. I like skinny glasses. I have no problem with that. I don't know if they fit your face perfectly or not.
I have
not.
A fat face. That's the problem. This is the problem with them. Is it? I have a large face.
They look a little.
They look
little
skinny,
small on your
but
mask.
I actually think they look bigger than you would. Think.
I think they look good.
Thank
I don't.
You.
They're not.
I'm
bad
getting
at all.
A mixed reviews.
I think
Kristen
they're not bad at all.
Them.
Yeah.
Tucker tried them on.
I lean more towards good than bad.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Tucker took a picture, sent it to Mary.
How'd it go?
She didn't like it. She actually just texted me again. Not my first choice. For
wow.
Well, she's still hung up on them. So people are talking about.
Do you want
them.
To send a picture of me to Mary and them?
Yeah. Do you want me to?
Yeah. We'll do it right
now.
That's
what we need to do here. Yep. Okay, this is good podcasting. Everyone listening is like, wow, that must be great.
Oh, I'll get messages about it. Just wait till I post my first walking selfie and everybody's like, no.
Okay, yeah. I like this.
So anyway, that's what I did this weekend.
Okay, I'm happy for you. I had a wonderful weekend. I watched movies. It was great.
Yeah,
you love movies. So many movies. I think I watched 15 movies over the time I was on.
Crazy.
Four in theaters. I watched... 14 movies. Emily and I are the middle of Aliens right now. We're watching.
Have you seen Aliens before?
Of course. Aliens freaking awesome. What an awesome movie.
Well, you get all your movies.
But I watched seven 2026 movies and seven not 2026 movies. How about that?
Wow.
Really exciting.
That is exciting. The smile on your face.
I know. It was really
fun. I walked around the mall looking for glasses for 3 hours.
I saw some. I'll talk about Final Thought. I saw some great 2026 movies. Some great movies this year. I'm really excited.
I have a good Final Thought, I think, too. Cool. I remember writing it down yesterday. Yeah.
It was good.
All right.
Should we talk?
Well, at least you
Eagles?
Got all your.
I mean, there's a football game.
At least you got all your movies out of the way.
Well,
now that it's
never. I mean,
right.
I'm,
but now that it's week one,
this
I'm
weekend
it's
to
here.
Keep watching. I know. It doesn't mean I'll stop watching movies.
Never.
Never. All right. Let's talk. Week one. There's a football game tomorrow.
Yeah. Also, did you see what happened to Raheem Morris?
Yeah, he lost his birthday. What a
crazy
tough beat for the guy.
Now, I was thinking about
it. I think the far more interesting thing is that I am so intrigued with how this plays out and the one day for the Rams and the 1 week for the Niners.
Yeah.
I think it's so fascinating.
So part of me actually
sides
with
it. It's crazy to me that the Rams are doing this. I think this is the most crazy thing I've ever heard. So they're flying out there and playing the next day at just like a total time change.
Here's my thought on it. As somebody that frequents other countries, no big deal to me.
Long trips, you've done.
Like, it is very hard if you go overnight because you don't sleep. But I would just say in general, between the Rams and the 49ers, the Rams just strike me as such a smart organization.
They do. And I agree. That's
and
why
the
I'm...
49ers can't stay healthy if like,
know,
their life depends on it.
I know. Well, they
it.
Also have a freaking plant next to them. Here's a question. I totally buy
Did they
it
practice
on.
Away from the plant?
Well, that's the real reason I heard that joke. It was like, of course they want to get out of there. Yeah. Why wouldn't you go?
Did someone do that?
I just feel like being there for a week and being acclimated to Australia. It makes sense to me. We're going to see. It's going to be fascinating. I think it's a fascinating little like
you want an Australia take.
Sure.
Doesn't seem worth the flight to me.
Oh, so I can't wait to go to Australia.
I would like to go. Yeah. But it just seems like you're just going to California.
No,
it seems similar culture wise.
Very different.
Like if I'm taking a long flight, I'd rather go to like Japan.
It's the outback, man. Like it's completely different.
Is it?
Apparently, it's very different. It's very different. Okay. Yes, from what I understand.
Like
yes.
I'm saying, if you had to take one
culture-wise.
You had to take one long flight. You're getting way more culture.
I'd rather go to Thailand or
Japan.
Exactly.
That's my point.
I would prefer that, but I would still like to go to Australia.
Yeah, I would like to go.
My point is, like, both would be really high on my world list. Like they're like they would both be top tier trips for me.
I feel like my eyes have been opened on Australia. I used to be so into it. Now it's not even in my top five.
But why? You don't know anything about it. You've never been. Like,
it just seems exactly.
But you've no idea. I've seen lots of videos. Oh,
videos.
Really? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Videos are real things.
Yes. Social media videos. So real. Everything's real.
Look, no, I would like anymore. To go to
like
be
half
clear.
The videos are freaking AI now. It's horrible. Yes. We have no idea. All right.
All my bad takes are just AI videos.
Yeah. Let's just say they're AI takes. It was AI Elliot. Exactly. All right. Let's talk birds because we are 5 days away from the Eagles playing a football game. All right. We're going to get into the game itself. Like, obviously, we're not going to break down every matchup and whatnot, but just off the cuff, football starts this week. Where you at?
I mean, I'm excited, obviously.
Dynamite dropping, Monty.
You know, honestly, the biggest thought I've had this week is, so I've been obviously preparing for week one, getting all like my matchup stuff ever and all that. And as a result, I'm deleting all the, because the last game we previewed was the Niners, and I'm deleting all the Niners stuff, like the Niners logo and the matchups. And I can't believe they lost that game. Like, you just look back at it, and the Niners were so banged up. They got trashed by Seattle the next week. The Eagles had that game, I would not say in control, but, like, that game was there to be won multiple times. Like, the defense gives up the game-winning drive, the trick play thing, the missed field goal or the missed extra point. The final drive was so much.
Real quick, before we move on with the final drive, what'd you make of the McClain report? We haven't talked about it, that Petullo froze at the final moments.
So, obviously, caveat of McClain is probably the most plugged in beat. Like, obviously huge, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad we got one more chance to point the finger at Petullo.
It's just them.
Oh, it's just what a coincidence. It's the one guy that doesn't work for the organization anymore. By the way, right before the season starts, it actually wasn't the two guys.
I probably froze. Like, who knows if it was this bad, whatever. I do think, though, I agree with you in that I don't think it would have been put out if he hadn't been talking so much smack in Miami. Like, you know, he's been taking shots. I mean, like, he did the whole, like, he basically... Basically, it was like not my fault. You know,
this
what I mean?
Is like months ago. I actually think this is more about just it makes sense to blame him now.
Well, of course it does. But I think both things happen.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't know. Again, froze.
Well, he stunk.
Like,
he stunk, so you may as well blame him.
They all didn't do a good job in that moment.
Yes,
it is what it is. Like, Nick didn't do a good job. Jalen, nobody did, right? So if it makes people better, once again, to blame Petullo.
Well, he froze,
then. Well, all right. Well, let me tell you another take off that then. Like, why do you think he froze?
The Petullo defender is
why do you think
back.
He froze? Because, like, he was new at it.
Look,
we are going to go through growing pains.
We were just talking about this. And again, we don't know for sure with Petullo. It's one season off. But I do think that, you know, we talk a lot about with athletes. And we talk about, like, we just talked on the air about Ryan Kirkering, where I think his heartbeat's faster. Where it's like, Derek Jeter in a big spot, the guy's heartbeat slower. It slows down. It's slow for him. I think Kirkering gets ramped up. And that's why he's bad in big spots. So far, Kevin Petullo might just not be...
Certainly, that could be 100%.
Yeah.
And honestly, Mannion having played the position,
and both Nick and Jalen have shown that they generally can succeed and have succeeded.
Yeah. Now, what's funny is the idea of Nick's heart ever beating slow is crazy.
Yeah,
me,
I know. Right?
Jalen's heart, I feel like probably never goes above like 70.
Well, I was thinking about like that, and not in this way, but in, I know you might not know this because you're not a big movie guy. In Silence of the Lambs, one of the best movies ever made, one of my favorites. Mm. They talk about how Lecter killed someone and his heartbeat never got above 85. Like, he could,
it's a good heartbeat.
He get the point. It's like, and they show it later. That's why, you know, when he kills the guards and the heartbeat never gets above.
So it is possible, and it's a good analogy. It is possible that Petullo.
I'm not saying he's a serial killer.
It is possible Petullo. And I think there's honestly a big part of it. He's just might not be made for the bright lights.
Yeah,
like, that is
might not.
Certainly he could be a good coach. The guys could like him, but it's just not a bright light guy. Now, Mannion played big time college football. ish. Like, you know,
and he played in the NFL. Yeah, not exactly. A lot, but he played.
So I think there is an element
he's more ready.
He's more ready. Right. But there will be growing pains. And like, that's why I think people are going to have to honestly.
Yes.
People are going to have to give rope to Mannion. They wouldn't give to Petula. Yes. Like, let's just keep it real.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
So, yeah. But anyway, my biggest thought going into the season is I can't believe they lost that stupid Niners game. Like, they were so much better than that team. If they play 10 times, it doesn't matter now, blah, blah, blah. But I also think it's a good reminder too. Like, and I wrote about this in the Daily Bird this morning.
Ooh, wrote?
Yeah, exactly.
What?
Yeah. But if you look, like last year, they were dead last in the league in runs that went for negative yardage. They were like 20th in the league in pre-snap penalties. Like, they did so many things last year. Like, as much as we focus on the route tree and where Jalen's throwing the ball, like, you just fix those two things.
And yeah. And not just the pre-snap penalties, the not being able to get the ball off before zero all that time. All this stuff, just the whole functioning of the offense was poor.
Last year, in many ways, could not have gone worse, right? Like, the offensive line was bad. The running game was bad. AJ wasn't in a good space. Jalen had an up and down year. Petula wasn't good. Like, so many things. If they just didn't have pre-snap penalties and ran the ball like 20% better, they might have been the one seed. So I think going into this year, you can definitely look at this team and be like, you know, they have a new coordinator and I'm at 11 wins. Like, that's my official prediction. I think they win the NFC East at 11 wins. Dallas goes with 10 wins. But I don't think they're a Super Bowl team.
I think both Dallas and them win 11 games. I don't know who wins the division.
Wow. Okay. Well,
so I picked 11 games.
Well, Mr. Cowboy.
I think Dallas is good this year. I think Dallas is going to be really good this year. I do. I love the Christian Parker move.
See, I'm not as big on him as a coordinator right
away. I think he's going to be good. He just studied at the feet of Vic Fangio for years. Like, I think he's going to be right. And if nothing else, I think he's such a massive upgrade over Eberflus. Like, I think he will be a better coordinator than Eberflus. I think just the stuff you're hearing about the events, the personnel changes made.
I think Dallas is going to be awesome.
I think Dallas is going to be really good this year. Like, I think the Eagles and Dallas are similar levels of good.
So here's the reason I think the Eagles are a safer bet to pick.
They're a safer bet. Yeah. I agree. I think you should pick them to win the division, but right. I think it's going to be close.
Like, I could definitely picture Dallas winning 12 games.
Sure.
I think winning the division will not be easy. But here is, and like, there's an interesting discussion in here, and the anti-Jalen people will probably like this point, but I don't mean it as an anti-Jalen point. I just think Dallas is so reliant on Dak Prescott. Like, if Dak misses three games,
they're
cooked.
Yeah.
Whereas I do think the Eagles, just infrastructure-wise, good defense, good running game, like, they can handle
Dallas offense, if Dak stays healthy, they might have the best offense in the league. 100%. Like, they're in the discussion for it.
They might. I agree. Yeah. Like, I think, when we said this before, I think the best units in the NFC, arguably, Dallas offense, Eagles defense.
I agree.
And they're both in the same division.
And then you put the Rams offense in there.
For sure. Yeah. Like, the Rams defense.
Seahawks defense. Seattle's there's defense. A few, but they're right there.
NFC's way better. Yeah. But I agree. Like, when it came down to picking the division, you could totally talk me into picking the Cowboys, right? But it just, at the end of the day, I have to pick the better head coach and quarterback.
I will too.
And that's where I landed.
At the end of the day, I'll
it.
Pick the Eagles to win the division, but I think they're both 11 wins. My point.
The other thing I'll say, anti-Dallas, since apparently I'm the anti-Dallas guy near the pro.
You know me.
I don't trust Dallas to win big games. So I think like the big matchups they have.
Yeah, I'm not
picking
them to go far in the playoffs.
Like, I think they're at Green Bay. They're even at Tampa.
Well, they have
like
a tougher schedule than the Eagles somehow.
Yeah.
Debatable. It's close, right. But I think they're ranked tougher according to like Warren Sharp and all those type of things.
I mean, it makes the Thanksgiving Day game, the Monday night game. Like, those are huge games. Yeah. Like, here's a question. Would you take a split right now?
Yes.
I think I would too.
Dude, I think going into Dallas, come on.
Yeah,
you've loss seen it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Even last year, they went up 21-0. They still lost the stupid game.
I might never again predict them. I mean, if Dallas is horrible and the Eagles are good, but like, it's going to be a long time before I predict
them. If there's ever been a reason to go on a Fans of Philly trip,
I know.
To go to Dallas, to like even just see the stadium, but like, it completely changes your perception of how hard it is to play there.
It changed
it's
my
impossible.
Whole perception. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, I have them at 11 wins. What's funny is when you go through the schedule, I have 13, but I just can't pick them. But I was talking to, I forget who it was yesterday. It was a listener, but like, no big deal. But it was,
they love the shout out.
Yeah. Shout out to the listener. Yeah. If I had to pick between 13 or 9, though, I would pick 13.
I would too. So I'm right in between 11 and 12. I picked 11 just so I think it's the smarter choice. I think the offense will start slow and all that, but like, I'm closer to 12 than 10 is my point.
Now, ironically, they could start fast because
of the first two games, but then it gets hard. The Bears,
then it gets
and
really
Rams,
hard.
Yeah.
And the Jags, I think we overlooked, for me, I probably do it because it's in London and I'm so focused on that aspect of it. But the Jags were a good team last
year. They were really good. Yeah. I think they're going to take a step. I don't think they're going to be as good this year as they were last year. I didn't like their offseason moves.
Yeah.
By the way, the Travis Hunter thing. How funny is it?
I mean, how could I get this one victory?
You called it.
Did something happen new or
no? Just probably not gonna play much offense.
Of course he's not. What if you think he's gonna play both? Are you crazy? You know how hard that would be. And so then they basically, and honestly, I do think it's kind of smart.
The trade was so dumb. The trade.
Oh, it was, and then
the nonsense.
The reasoning for it. He's like, we're gonna do things different. Yeah. Here. It's like, congrats.
He's
man.
Bad. The GM's bad.
This I know. It's just a shame for young guys.
He's bad.
He looks young in person.
I think he's bad. Oh, he looks really,
really
young,
like, having been around him.
Oh
like,
yeah, in person.
There's
sure.
few people I look older than. Like
you're like, wow, you're a general manager of an NFL team.
Yeah, it's crazy. But no, yeah, the Travis Hunter thing's a disaster.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So quickly before we get off the division, then we'll get the Eagles, but Giants and Washington, your thoughts on them heading into the year.
So I think Washington is just not going to be very good.
I agree.
Like, first of all, and this is a week one thing. Look how banged up they are. Dude, I mean, Laremy Tunsil, Trey Amos, like both their new addressers are dealing with injuries. Yeah, I have a whole list. Like you can keep going down. Like they're one of their guards is dealing with the calf
Merritt
injury.
Is back, but he was hurt for a lot
yes,
of preseason.
Exactly. Yeah. Like they are really banged up. And I actually, so I think their receivers might be better than the Eagles receivers. I think there's a debate there to be had. But outside of that, there's not a single unit on the team I really like. Like, wow. We'll see what Sonny Styles
and
does.
And look, Jaden Daniels could be good again. We don't know. We'll
could
see.
Be. Now, one thing Jaden Daniels does do that I very much appreciate, he takes care of the ball. Like, even last year, in what was a disaster of a year, in and out of the lineup, like, the team sucks. Like, he was pretty good taking care of the ball. And he was very good taking care of the ball his rookie year. But one thing maybe we've not brought up enough is they also have two new coordinators. And their coordinator is like, basically Mannion, only younger. I think
he's
just
playing.
I think he was 3 years younger than Mannion.
It's just
mistaken.
The Bears or the Lions backup.
Now,
a years ago, right?
Now he has been there. I don't know. I don't like internal promotions, obviously, after, you know.
Yeah.
But not in my everyday life, but like for football, I'm good with internal promotions in my everyday life. But I mean, I do think him being there is maybe a slight advantage over Mannion just because like he's familiar with the personnel. But yeah, I mean, going into week one, like I think the Eagles have the clear coaching advantage over Washington. And then it comes to the Giants and like, the Giants defensive line is very good, but their defense has been trash every year. Despite that, totally. I think they're bad again this year. Now their offensive line is actually pretty good now. Like they've built that up. Depends
now, despite having to cut the fifth pick in the draft from a few years ago, Evan Neal just got cut.
Oh yeah, I know. Yeah. But even to your point, despite that, no, like their line was decent
Andrew
last
Thomas
year.
Is really
they
good.
Added Francis Wagga this year. We'll see if he's good, but he's a tackle that's playing guard. So like, I think their line could be very good. And then we're split a little on Jackson Dart. Like I'm a little more pro Jackson Dart as a player. But obviously he's a bit of a wild card. I have the Giants at nine.
Neighbors health.
Neighbors. I think
you're at nine. I'm like six.
Okay. All right. So you're not as big on them.
I just don't.
They lost a lot of one score games last year that I think Harbaugh could turn around for.
That's possible.
And they're adding neighbors.
I'm not as high on Harbaugh as you are. I think Harbaugh's over the hill. Like I think it'll be better than what they had.
Right.
But man, 6-year-old coaches, the numbers aren't great anymore, man. It really feels like a young man's game.
So I'm actually,
and that speech he gave, and I know it doesn't matter how much, but that was like awkward to watch.
So see, I thought it was okay. People were very off on it. But here's
I don't care. We saw Nick give the worst press conference. Like I'm not
on that yet. Now Nick's the difference I would say
wasn't
that
to the players.
Yeah. Now Nick's like speeches are very good. Harbaugh, I think, tried to go for something that didn't quite land. But here's where I would say on Harbaugh, like, well, I actually agree with you a little more. Like, I don't think Harbaugh's going to win a Super Bowl with the Giants. I don't think he's going to turn them into contenders.
Just to be functioning,
Harbaugh's very good at winning nine
professional
games,
level.
Exactly.
I get
your
point.
They were probably better last year than their record. They lost a lot of games that they had. Again, one score games, big lead. So I think the division. Well, I think the Giants and the Eagles are a class above
the Dallas
Giants.
Dallas
yeah, Eagles. Sorry. The Eagles and Dallas are a class above the Giants. It wouldn't shock me if it was like they were three games out of the division.
Yeah, I just don't see it with the Giants, but I get it. I think Jack Nart's going to get hurt. I think, you know,
that could happen too.
Yeah, so we'll see.
But Tommy Cutlets.
I think it's going to be Dallas and isn't Tommy Cutlets in New England now?
Yeah, my bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jameis.
I just watched him.
Famous.
That's what I was thinking.
Like the most famous backup quarterback in the league right now.
You want to pick a Super Bowl winner?
Sure. You want to do that now?
I think in this pod.
Sure, we can do it. I haven't picked yet, so we'll get
there.
I have
picked mine.
Let me think about it. All right, I will think about this pod and do it on the final.
Okay.
All right, let's get to the game itself, because we get to preview a football game that the Eagles are playing and that actually matters. No offense, Elliot. I know how much you love the preseason. So
it was funny. Richie said this morning on the morning show something like, and I actually agree with his assessment that the offensive line was very good in the preseason, but it is funny they lost all three games.
Yeah.
He was like, they were dominant in the preseason.
And also,
like,
they
did go in three.
No one who will play in the start of the season.
Yeah.
All right. Well, all right. So when we get to Eagles Washington, we got a lot coming up, obviously. But Elliot, The Labor Day sale continues. Ashley, we love them. Birds fans, if you've been waiting for the right time to upgrade your furniture, this is it. The savings are happening right now at Ashley. It's America's number one furniture mattress store. Get this, Elliot. Listen to this. With savings up to not 40, not 50.
Keep going.
Not 60. 70% off plus doorbusters starting at just $399.
And you better hurry, because at prices like these, the best deals won't last. I love that saying. Prices like these, they won't last.
So good.
Because it is true. There's a lot of things in my life I wait to buy and then they're gone.
It's too good a price. It's like, I got to get it.
Plus, get free delivery and take advantage of no interest financing.
Free is for me. I say it every time. It's true. Need a new sofa for watching the birds? A sectional big enough for the whole crew? Ashley's got you covered. And remember this. Ashley is the official furniture and mattress sponsor of the Go Birds podcast.
So save big, win big, and bring home more for less. So don't wait until the fourth quarter on this one. Hurry into Ashley Furniture for the extended massive Labor Day sale.
Go Birds.
There it is.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I've always dreamed of being able to order my coffee in Italian like a local, instead of just pointing at the menu and hoping for the best. There's something about speaking another language with real confidence that opens up a whole new world of experiences. That's why I'm so excited about Rosetta Stone Sapphire. It's their biggest launch in over a decade. It takes that research-backed method we all know and trust and adds fresh, cutting-edge features that make it easier than ever to go from knowing a few phrases to speaking naturally about the topics you actually care about. What I love is that you aren't just memorizing vocabulary lists. You learn entirely in your new language through visuals and audio, just like you did as a kid. One of my favorite new features is chat missions. It turns conversation practice into a game, putting you in real-world scenarios, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions, and giving you missions to complete. You get real-time feedback along the way, so you build that confidence before you ever have to use your skills in the real world. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners of this podcast can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. This gets you access to Rosetta Stone Sapphire in 25 languages. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/rs10.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Right. Did Mary respond?
Ooh. Yeah, she did, actually.
All right, well, here's the thing. I'm okay with you reading this, but if you read it, I want to know it is the truth of what she said and you're not sugarcoating it.
No, I mean, it was a pretty quick response, so.
She didn't put a lot of thought into it?
I mean, maybe she did, but she didn't write a lot. She said, better, with 3 exclamation points.
How do you feel?
That's pretty good.
I mean, yeah. It's fine.
I mean, it's a tough shot at Tucker.
That's what I was wondering. I didn't really like him. So
I think they look good on Tucker. Do you want to see them on Tucker?
I mean, they're
solid. Yeah.
I would agree that it does look better on you.
Put them on. James, you can say what you think. This is a good excuse to watch a show on YouTube.
They look good. They look good on you. Yeah, I think they do.
Give them back.
Give them back.
Who's worried that my head would stretch them out?
Yeah, that's nonsense.
Well, I don't have that big of a head.
I do have a big head, so I don't think they would. But I think you.
What's your hat size?
7 3/4.
Wow.
That is massive.
That's huge.
I think you have a big head.
I'm 7 1/4, so not that big.
Wow. Okay. I'm wrong. Yeah. You have a small head.
I think I'm like 7 1/4 or something like that. Yeah. I'm not 100% sure.
Maybe 7 3/4.
That's a big head.
I do.
I might be small.
5'8" sometimes.
I can't remember. It's been so long since I bought one.
I got
those
an
hats.
Adjustable hat, and it's all the way to the brim. Like the
oh,
back.
You go all
yeah.
The way. Oh,
like,
my God, really?
I have a big head.
You have a huge head.
I do.
What up, huge head?
A lot of terrible takes in there. Just marinating.
Bumping just, around.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, all right. Eagles in Washington.
How about it?
We got an actual football game, Elliot.
So all I was thinking about this on the way in.
Please.
Is this a must-win game?
No.
Can I make my argument?
Yeah, but it's stupid.
So, well, hold on. I think positive vibes are needed.
Sure.
Right? With the offense. Can you imagine they come out
you
and it looks...
You can't say the most... Hold on, hold on. No, because this is just nonsense. You can make the argument, but this is... You know okay, this is nonsense. It's the
I don't
first
think
game
is.
Of the year.
If they lose week one, there is a real shot they start 1-3. And then we just said the Jags are a tough game.
You just like, can't this say is, must win on the first game of the year. You
but what,
just can't
what
say.
If you start 1-4?
I don't, you don't know after
don't
the first
know.
Game. So you can't say it's but a I'm must saying, win. Yeah. You could say if they're 0-3, maybe it's a must. And even then it's not must, but like you could say that there, you can't say it 0-1. Yes, they could go, but they could, they'll probably beat the Titans. Like they could be anybody.
Well,
like,
then you have to
I
beat
just
the
can't,
Titans.
I can't. No, it's not a must. It's not a must win.
I don't
it's
know, man.
Absolutely.
Like
not.
I think when
no.
you, I think
no.
when you take
I'm
into
fully
account,
fighting
I know
against
you are.
This.
I think when you take into account, the need for good vibes.
You can't say it week one.
Can you? All right. Well,
you
just
can't.
Hold on.
But
just
so stupid.
Live through this with me. Let's pretend it's Sunday at 8:00. We're doing the post game show, post game pod, right? They've lost the game 21-17. The offense looks bad. Jalen has an interception.
The season's not over.
Hold on,
what are you talking
hold on,
about?
Hold on. They're 0-1, right? They have Tennessee next week, which I think we think they'll win, right? I think they will win that game. You're there, like, not going to lose. But then you have the Bears, the Rams, and the
care.
Jets.
Okay. I don't care. I this just is stop.
I think
nonsense.
This is a critically important game.
It's a very
you,
important game.
To,
sure.
If
you want to say it's an important game,
you uncomfortable.
Must win is stupid.
I don't know
it's
if
a
it is.
Stupid thing
I
to
think
say.
If they lose week one.
Tucker, how dumb is it to say must win for the first week of the season?
Yeah, I mean, mathematically, no, but like,
it's the dumbest
I get
thing
it
to
for
say.
The vibes.
I get what he's saying, but again,
can't
it's
lose?
Still not
you
must
go
win.
Can't lose?
No, it's neither of those things. They can lose it and be okay and still win the World Super Bowl and all that. Like,
I
get your point.
They could.
I get your point. It's important.
Yeah,
like must and can't are it's not. It's not that. You could say it's a very important first game.
So
that's fine.
If you want to take it literally, like they could obviously lose the game and still go 16-1. Right.
We saw them lose two of their first four and win
sure,
the Super Bowl.
For sure. Now they won their first two that year, right? If I'm not mistaken, or they started 1-0. They've never lost an opener. So they've you
with
know,
Nick.
Yeah, with Nick. Yeah, obviously in franchise history.
But they lost their second game of the year. Both times they won the Super Bowl. Like,
I think
let's chill
put it
out.
This way. I think
or I guess the first time they won the Super
I think
Bowl.
You very much.
Oh, no, both times. They were 1-1 both times they
yeah,
won the Super Bowl.
Very much have to split the opening two games at the worst. Like, you have to win one of these first two.
I agree.
Right?
You, so, you need to. I mean, you want them to. But again, it's they could lose the first two and look bad off and figure it out and then
could,
win five straight.
Could,
it doesn't matter.
But they could also
the
lose
way.
The first one. And it could be a sign of things to
well,
come.
Of
they
course.
Could so it could go
is,
either way.
The point is, I just don't think you can know after the first game or the second game is my point.
I don't think you know for sure. But like also... I think with the pressure going into the air on Mannion, the offense, like just imagine being at the link on Sunday.
I get, look, I get where you're
and
going.
It's a
I get where you're going.
A,
but it's
a flag
just it's too far.
First and 20.
It's too far.
Okay. I
you don't could, you agree that that's too far? You think if they lose on Sunday, you're going to say season's over?
No, of course not.
Right.
But, right.
So then we're done. The
right.
discussion's
but that's
over.
That's because you're taking it literally.
That's what must win and can't lose
no,
is.
Right. Well, can't lose, I think, is different than must win.
Kind of.
Should we call Jack?
Yeah. No.
Put him on
not.
Speaker.
Nope. Definitely not.
I mean, he's not doing anything.
I think I get your point. I just think you're going too far. I get it.
I think it's a very, very important game to
sure.
win. I think this team could use a good week one. Like, it's honestly not too different than Brazil.
I just, the whole thing.
Than Brazil week one
but
coming
the whole
off
thing,
23.
Again, it's win-loss, but in terms of, like, the team, I think, themselves expects to struggle the first month of the season. Saquon said it 2 years ago, much less with a brand-new offense,
but there's
new quarter and stuff.
They've been able to struggle early in the year and win.
Yeah, but I get your point.
Right.
I think you're going
and
too far.
For what it's worth,
I think you're going way
the
too far.
The one year in 2024, they did start 2-2, right? For sure, won the Super Bowl. They've not lost in September since 2022 outside of that. So, like, they are traditionally a team.
Yeah, they start well, but they also won the Super Bowl when they did lose in September, right? I mean, but they went 4-0 to start the year last year. They went 4-0 2023. How did those years work out?
Not great.
They stunk.
Agreed.
Well,
you
know? So
they stunk compared.
They stunk the way they ended.
Those
years ended horrible.
Although I do think 23 obviously ended way worse than 25. Like way worse.
Yeah,
I mean,
agree,
they lost
agree,
six
agree,
to seven
but they were both
up.
Horrible. And look, the play they made the playoffs year before 2-5 or 3-6, and you don't want them. They made the playoffs that year, so like I get where you're going. I'm just like very far from it being a must-win game.
I know. I think it's pretty important.
Yeah. I think it's important. Yeah. I'm not even going to go very important. I think it's important. Like, that's the difference. Like, I'm going not even close to must win. Like, I think it's an important game, but I think I do not think it is at all close to, like, if they lose, it's okay.
If they lose week one, is week two a must win?
No, but it's a much more important
game. Okay. So you agree though, that like,
I don't think, one, I think starting 0-2 would be really
you good. Got, especially with the yeah. next three yeah. coming up.
Again, I'm not going to say must, like, but I'm going to say if they lose week one, I will say week two is a really, really important.
Would you sign up for 2-2 right now?
Yeah.
So instead of play it out, you would take 2-2.
I mean, I would probably play it out, but I would be okay with 2-2. So
I think I would play it out too.
Yeah.
But I mean, I wouldn't blame anybody for taking
it. I think honestly, fine. I wouldn't take it, but I'd be fine with it.
If even if you remove like the new offense and like the opponents and all that, I think almost any team in the league would be wise to take 2-2.
Well, especially with the way the league is.
Exactly. Now. And to your point, like the first month of the season, if you go 2-2, you could still finish with a great record. Yep. Like, I think most teams should sign up for 2-2.
I agree. All right. Let's get to the game itself. Look, you do your matchups, you look into the, you know, you've got the list of injured players, the whole thing. What are your reads on this game? Like, what do you, because again, we all know, look, they're a 5.5 point favorite. It actually feels a little light at home for week one, but I think it's because it's
interesting
a,
line.
It's because it's a division game.
I guess we're not going to guess that one.
Sorry. No, I figured right. You knew that one already. Yeah.
No, I actually
you
didn't? No, I'm trying to stay away from it, but it's okay.
My
it's
bad.
Okay.
My no, bad right. here yeah. for the discussion, you know?
Yeah. Who won last year, by the way? Was it me or you?
I don't remember.
I think it was close. I think I won too.
I think you might have won really close.
Yeah. I think it was pretty close all year.
So where are you at with it? Because again, 5.5 is, I think it's a solid line. I think the Eagles are better than 5.5 points, better than Washington at home, but I think it's week one. There's a lot of questions about the offense. And I think the fact that it's a division game and these two teams always seem to play weird tight games, even when they shouldn't. What do you make of the line? What do you make of the matchup? And like, do you, it, like, I don't think they're going to whoop their asses. I think they'll cover, but I don't feel like they're going to go in and just dominate, but they could. Where are you at?
So I actually lean more towards like they could put a show on week one. I think they have been spending all offseason preparing for week one. They've been spending all of training camp hiding what they're doing. They've been like just getting ready for week one. And again, I know we disagree to an extent on the importance of the game. I think they think it's a very important game. And like Washington is just not that good. Washington, now there are tough parts to it. It's a week one game. It's divisional. Jaden Daniels is a wild card. Like if Jaden Daniels is awesome, then it'll be a close game. Because if your quarterback's awesome, you're just not really going to get blown out. But you just look at it and like, I think the Eagles have the matchup advantage. Like the Washington strength, in my opinion, is their receivers. Terry McLaurin, Stephon Diggs, you know, Antonio Williams, Dyami Brown. Is that your
friend? Dyami Brown.
Like they got decent receivers, right? But the Eagles have a secondary that is very prepared to take that, right? And to cover those guys. They ran the ball well last year. I think the Eagles have a good run defense, right? So I struggle. The only way I think the Eagles lose the game is if they really mess it up themselves. Like if they turn the ball over a ton, if there are penalties, all those things. And, you know, I don't think this will happen, but like, for all we know, if we want to say Mannion could be a whiz kid, like the Washington offensive coordinator could come in and just completely catch Vic off guard. And then like, it gets complicated because the offense feels pressure to score, but it would surprise me. Like put it this way, if I had to pick them scoring 30 or more points or 19 or fewer points, I would pick 30 or more points.
Okay, good. I like that. All right.
And you're like ready to go.
All right. Let's get to Jalen.
Where are you at with the game?
I think they're going to win by like 10 points.
Okay. So like high scoring though. Like you think the offense, put it this way. Do you think it's like
24-14.
And people are victory lapping the offense.
No.
You think it'll be
I think it's gonna take time with the offense. I think it's gonna be like 24-14 or something. So like that type of score. Maybe 20-10. Like I do not think it's a super high scoring game. I think the Eagles will put up some points. I think the defense will be great. And I think they will be more talented than Washington and that will come through.
Yeah. No, I think that the only thing I'll say about like the offense starting slow. Is I think there's a shot again. It's awesome the first two because like they're throwing everything they have at it. And then the adjustments kick in, the opponents get tougher. Like Chicago Monday night's not an easy game. Rams, obviously, again, we just did this, but like I think there's a world where week one, everybody is being like, you know, oh, here we go. This is why you made the offensive change. And then it teeters a little.
All right, let's get to Jalen. How conservative do you think it'll be? This offense is about letting it rip a lot, you know, the step and throw. He tried during the preseason. The interceptions were up, but he was taking those shots.
Yeah.
Do you expect him both from a conservative perspective and also from a, you know, how we know that Jalen, you know, we've heard he's bought in, he practiced it, he's been under center all training camp, all that stuff. But like, how much do you think we're going to, like, how different do you think this offense is going to look, is a good way to put it?
So first of all, I think there's a bit of a misconception that the interceptions happen because of the new offense. Like, having seen all 13 interceptions, I don't think they happen because of the new offense. I think a lot of them happen because of the new players, right? And like, having chemistry, not having chemistry.
I think it's probably part of both, right?
But I just mean the majority.
The fact that, more than new offense, the fact that I think that Jalen doesn't throw those balls in the past.
No. I think the passes he was intercepted on are passes he does throw. They were just miscommunications. Okay. Like, two of his 13 interceptions were on quick outs to receivers. He throws that. Another two of his interceptions were in the front pylon of the end zone. He throws that. Another one of his interceptions was a deep pass. He throws that. So like, really only maybe three or four of his interceptions were over the middle, like true over the middle throws. So I think it's a bit of a
We also just don't know, though, in terms of learning the offense, throwing where he's supposed to, like, just how many things happen because he's in a new offense. Yeah.
I think it was more of a chemistry thing than like he's throwing new routes. So in terms of what the week one will look like, he will definitely be under center. So it'll definitely look different from that regard. They are going to run the ball from under center. They will throw the ball from under center. I think personally, and I don't know if this is the best analogy, you can tell me, like, I think it's a little like the Phillies hitters where
they're going to revert back.
Yeah. Like, I just think when the bullets are flying, the pressure is going, like, it's hard to completely change.
Well, that's
who you
the concern,
are.
You know, and, you want I, them but, to but fully lean into this offense.
I just don't think it's a concern though. Like,
well, it depends on how he plays, obviously.
Yeah,
but again,
sure.
I mean, you want him to be committed.
I think if Jalen has the exact same year he did last year, and they run the ball better, like, they'll be fine. Like, the passing offense wasn't great last year, but the offense sucked because of the running game.
I agree.
It screwed everything up.
So,
I don't think about last year and think like, man, if Jalen only took more chances, they really could have done something. I think of last year and think, again, the running, you know, the running game, the pre-snap penalty. So going into Sunday, and I'm not saying you're saying this, but I think sometimes there's a little baked into this idea of him being conservative of like, no. Whereas like with the Phillies hitters, them reverting back to swinging at everything actively loses them.
Yeah. Whereas being conservative doesn't.
Correct. Yes. Right. Whereas being conservative helps Jalen win the game. So to your point, is there a world where they win 24-14 and everyone's like, the offense looks the same. He didn't throw any interceptions, but he threw 150 yards. Like, I could see that for sure, but I'm okay with that. Like,
me too. I'm okay. Again, I think the offense is going to take time.
Right,
period.
I will not view it as a failure. If like,
just win. All I care about is wins. I've said that. I like win 3-0 every game. I'm fine.
Yeah. But I also think like, true. I agree with that. But they've scored a lot of points this way,
yes,
too.
Yes,
so,
yes.
You know, I don't want to go too far into this. Like, they have to abandon everything they've done. Like, I don't subscribe to that. So if Jalen on Sunday is conservative with the ball, like, they're probably going to win the game. And we're doing a post-game pod talking about them being 1-0 in a must-win game.
All right.
So,
who are the most, in your mind, if we're watching on Sunday, if these players are making plays and playing well, it's a great sign moving forward. Like, who are the guys? Like, we know that Jalen Carter is
Mekhi.
Yeah, so that's what I'm asking. Like, Mekhi's an obvious one, but like, give me some names where you're the guys you're going to have your eyes on the most in terms of for the course of the season. It's important for you to see stuff from them on Sunday.
So
Lemon, obviously, I think makes
I think
a ton
Lemon,
of sense.
Like, if Lemon has an awesome game, I think like
I think Lemon and Wicks, you would put both there. Really,
yeah.
Honestly.
I think Wicks having a big game will be. I think if Lemon has a huge game, people will go absolutely
agree.
Nuts.
People
like,
will go nuts.
If he has like 80 yards,
if he has like
40
seven
yard catch,
catches,
a touchdown.
Yeah.
Exactly. And everyone's like, oh,
and he has like a run where he barrels someone over.
Like
or something.
That, I think from a vibe perspective, the player, him and Saquon are probably week one guys. Where
and Jalen. I mean, if Jalen's just darting all over.
Yeah.
He is. But I'm saying if Jalen's like surgical and he's like, you know, like 100%. I think that's the kind of thing where people are like, whoa.
Yeah.
You know?
I think like if Wicks has a huge game, people would just be more like, look how good Jalen
cool.
was.
That was cool. Yeah.
But yeah, Mekhi is obviously one of them. I do think we're underselling Goddard a little bit.
I agree with you. He's a
critically
important
to the team. He's a safety blanket for Jalen. Like, we know they want to get the ball to the tight ends more. I actually think you could argue, like, excuse me, him and Devontae are equally as important when you consider the depth behind each. Like, and I actually think the depth at tight end is considerably worse than the depth at receiver.
I agree.
Like, if Devontae goes
down, I trust Hollywood Brown and Elijah Moore more than any of the guys
NFL
with AJ Jenkins or whatever.
Yeah, and Johnny Munt's a very good blocking tight end.
Yeah, he's a blocker. We all know that. Yeah.
So if like Goddard goes down, I mean, they would probably have to trade for something.
Yeah, they would.
Especially if it was long.
Yeah.
But now I guess Ertz hasn't signed yet, but it'll happen by the time this pod comes out. But like, I think Goddard is a big one in terms of the upcoming season. Like, I think they really need him maybe much more than we're giving credit for of how important he is.
Defense, a guy like Andrew Mukuba sticks out to
me. So Andrew Mukuba, I actually think has a chance to really flash this year. Like, I think his game lends itself to flashing. Like when he is confident and playing.
Yeah, he even flashed a little bit last year at times.
Like even, even though he didn't have a great rookie year, obviously the injuries and up and down, but like he had interceptions. And I think, I actually think you're going to see like a big hitter this year. Like looking at him in training camp, it felt like there were a lot of moments where he had to pull up. I think he, when he is at his best, he's playing with confidence. He is, he's not the biggest guy. So like he's able to make plays by knowing where he's going, like going full steam. And I saw more of that in training camp this year. So
anyone else on DC guy? I mean, Reek Woolen obviously is a X factor type guy. Anyone else kind of stick out to you that we haven't talked as much about?
I mean, we haven't talked about Jahad.
Jahad's
like a big play guy. Yeah. Jahad's like a go after the quarterback. So yeah, I mean, look, like they're loaded on defense. And I think Washington again, like Terry McLaurin, Stephon Diggs, like they signed the tight end out of Tennessee whose name I can't pronounce, Chig.
Ogonkwo. I like him a lot. Yeah, he's good.
His numbers actually weren't great. Now, obviously, he's with Tennessee. So I like him. Like that could be a difficult coverage matchup for Bond and Campbell. But yeah, I mean, they have all the talent in the world on defense. So
yeah, hard to be super concerned. All right. Anything else on the game you want to get to before we get to final thoughts on it?
I mean, I'll be curious to see the atmosphere. I think people will be very excited, but I also think, as we saw last
year, some nerves.
There'll be some nerves. There could definitely be some
booze if the offense is horrible.
Yeah, exactly. Like some real tension early on.
Sean Mannion, like, what the hell's going on here?
Yeah. Well, how about this? Like, Booth or Field for Mannion?
Yeah. So, I mean,
and do you think they tell us?
I don't think they tell us.
Anymore. How silly is that?
It's the dumbest thing ever.
I think like ask.
We go way too far. They go way too far with this stuff. It's like, I get it. I am all
my
for
guess
it.
Is Nick says on Wednesday, I'll let Sean tell
yeah,
you.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Sean says like,
we'll find out. Like, yeah, whatever. Exactly. They will avoid it.
Yeah.
I agree. I think there's no advantage to, I think there's advantage for him where he is, but I don't think there's any like competitive advantage to not saying where he is. I think we go too far. I am fine with being, with hiding something off for competitive advantage. I am fine with boring press conferences because you think it might give you a 1% edge. Fine. I do not think there is any edge to this. I don't think there's anything.
Yeah,
I don't think the other team can react or change.
We don't know. Like,
maybe, maybe the other.
There's like, something we're not thinking of. I just don't see how the other team would prepare.
Could influence it one way or the other, really, right?
I mean, honestly, this would be an interesting study. Like,
yeah.
I wonder if coaches that call it from the booth change personnel more or like, you know, if there's something
and
like
I'm
that.
I'm sure the Eagles have looked into this.
Yeah.
I think ultimately, and I don't think the preseason results have anything to do with it. Cause obviously game two is in the booth and they were so good.
I think the fact he did 2 out of 3 in the booth is interesting.
So that's what I was about to say. I think it's probably going to be the booth. Cause I think the fact
that I turned on, I like that more than I think.
So I don't love it, but I'm okay with it. I do think it's weird. I can't remember the last team had 2 coordinators in the booth. Like I can't remember.
Now, here's a question. This is probably a dumb question, but like, are they in the same booth? Because when you look at
in separate booths.
When you look at the Eagles booth now, like it's pretty crowded.
Yeah, I think they'd be
in
one
in the front row. So I would think separate booths.
I would guess.
Now, but you know, having been in the back where those booths are, like they're all spoken for.
Yeah, I don't know. So well, I think they would make
space. I know they would. Yes.
Get the F out. All right, Sean Mannion needs
sorry,
it.
Mannion. Yeah. WIP's that booth.
Listen, Elliot has to sit here. Sean's a
good exactly. Do my pregame hit. No, but it is. I do wonder like if they'll put him in different booths.
No, it's fascinating. I would guess booth, but it's weird.
Here's another advantage being in booth, maybe. Like, I wonder if Vic can offer things up.
That's interesting.
You know, like if now Vic's probably not.
I mean, he's on the headset. He could offer it up anyway, right?
Right. Like, but I just think like being quickly there, you know, like, oh, like.
What do you think of that, Vic?
Half out of my eye, I noticed they're doing
maybe.
I think it's a calmness there too.
Sure. I'm fine with wherever he feels more comfortable.
Yeah. And we'll see.
We'll see. It's interesting. It is tomorrow. Interesting that we don't know. All right. Let's get to final. Quickly. Before we get to final thoughts, because Elliot. Regular season's happening. It's about to start tomorrow. Obviously, our game on Sunday. Nothing beats kicking back on a Sunday to watch the game. But as the cold weather cools down, and it's going to get cool, man. If your living room feels drafty, your utility bill's creeping up, you've got a problem on your hands.
You do. And as always, that's exactly right. Because you cannot ignore failing windows. You can't do it.
It's otherwise, a bad thing to do.
Exactly. And Window Nation can help you find the best solution to your window problems. With 20 years of experience, 45,000 five-star reviews, and over 3 million windows installed. It's a lot. You've got one company you can trust, and that is Window Nation.
Our people are, we love them at Window Nation. Right now, they are offering an incredible, I'll say it again, incredible fall deal. When you buy 4 windows, you get 4 free plus Window Nation is offering 0 down payment, no payments or interest for 2 full years. What a deal.
Plus their installation crews finish the job quickly and efficiently so you can enjoy the fall activities like watching football with minimal disruption. The best way to watch football. Plus they back it all up with a lifetime warranty. So replace your older builder grade windows with custom built high quality windows today. Hurry, this sale ends soon. So schedule a fast free consultation right now at WindowNation.com. Com.
Tell them we sent you, please. All right.
Hey, Tiffany Stratton here from the WWE SmackDown. Tiffy time can be crazy, y'all, and when I get a break, that means it's Chumba time. Chumba Casino has hundreds of online social games and new titles landing every week. There's always something fresh to try, and the daily boosts make Chumba even more fun. They're little epiphanies that make my day sparkle. Ready for a fun way to switch off and take some time for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Now that the school year is officially underway, families are getting a clearer picture of where students are thriving and where they might need a little extra support. It's the perfect time to reinforce what they're learning in class and build confidence along the way. That's where IXL comes in. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand their schoolwork. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's unique level and pace. IXL supports classroom learning by providing personalized practice that aligns with what students are already studying. It's proven to improve achievement, with results seen in all 50 states. Plus, one subscription covers everything for all the kids in your home, making it a time-saving and cost-effective choice. It's a resource trusted nationwide, and IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. Listeners of this podcast can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Fall is a vibe. So, what's yours? Do you go wild? Or get a little nostalgic? Do you like to cozy up indoors? Or kick it outdoors? Whatever you fall for, get shoes that get you. We've got the trend. You bring the vibes. DSW, let us surprise you.
Let us get to final thoughts, my friend.
All right.
The first official final thoughts of the season.
I had a good one. Now I'm worried maybe it wasn't a good one. Guess we'll find out.
Don't doubt yourself. Have to sell it well. Don't doubt yourself.
All right, let's find
I think it's a great one. I'm sure it's. I bet everything I have is a great one.
Okay, here's one. Not a great one.
Damn.
But I think it's actually kind of interesting.
I take my bet back.
So, was shopping this weekend. Obviously got the new glasses. The ones Mary seems to
be. The ones we spent a lot of time talking
about. Yes, yeah. Kristen really likes them. That's all that matters. And I like them. That also matters. My fashion's for me.
It's true.
I think kids' cartoon shirts, like K-pop Demon Hunters,
sure.
Mickey Mouse.
Yep.
They're just kids' clothing brands. Like when I go shopping, I look for certain brands, right? Like there's brands I like. I purchase the item because of.
I get what you're saying. Yeah.
Whereas when you're a kid.
So you're just, they're not literally brands, but you're saying they are like brands.
Correct. Like yeah, sure. If I were to go to.
Yes. My Zoe has gone to places and said, I want that Bluey shirt.
100%.
Not so, that Nike or this. She wants like a shirt. With Bluey or Shirley, 100%.
Like if I'm in,
I get your point.
A store,
sure.
You know, like a Macy's or whatever, right? And I see a brand I like I will be drawn to that.
Yeah, I
will
I get go. It.
And I think kids are similar, but with shirts. And so I think it's kind of like the first brands kids really get into.
It's not technically, but I guess Mickey Mouse is a brand.
In a weird way.
Fascinating. Yeah. I don't think that's an awful one.
I was in a store and there was a K-pop Demon Hunter shirt.
Yeah.
And I thought, like, I bet a little kid would see that and be like, yo, I got to get that. Yeah. Especially back to school. Imagine rolling up day one with a K-pop Demon Hunter shirt.
Roomy on the shirt, the purple hair.
Game
maybe
over.
Zoe.
New glasses.
You know one of them is named Zoe, right? Of the
K-pop I didn't.
Demon. Ah.
Yeah, I have not watched K-pop Demon Hunters.
Dude, you'd love it. It's actually really entertaining. It's actually a good movie. Like,
is it better than like Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse?
No, of course not. That's like the best anime movie ever made. Other than Toy Story 3.
I was 5.
K-pop, no, 5 was really good too, but 3 is the goat. And Tucker 2 is very funny, as he put out. 2 is hilarious. Toy Story 2 is very funny.
Oh,
it's the funniest
hilarious.
One of them. Yeah.
Have you seen K-pop Demon Hunter?
Nope.
It's really entertaining.
I do have a K-pop Demon Hunter shirt though.
Of course you do.
Like in an adult size?
Yeah.
How did you come across
I'm telling
that?
You, it's actually entertaining. It's actually way
better. I'm sure it's
I think
good.
to become as much of a phenomenon as it was, I feel like there's a pretty base level. It's usually pretty good.
Yeah.
And certainly.
And I think most kids'
and the songs
movies
are bangers.
Not, I wouldn't know, but I feel like most kids' movies are made with adults in mind these days.
But some. Yeah, like, they should. You know, some are.
Like adult little jokes.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Okay. Speaking of movies. Hello.
Wow.
Okay. So I told you I saw 14 movies over the break.
It's absurd.
Awesome. Four in theaters. I saw seven 2026 movies. So I'll give some 2026 shout outs.
Okay.
The Odyssey, best movie of the year. People should see it. Have you heard of it? Pretty good. I've seen it twice in theaters. Both amazing.
And you think the 70mm IMAX was better?
It was better. Yes. Okay, now, so again, I still think the regular IMAX was great, though. But yes, it was better. It was better.
It's such a shame I'm never going to see
know.
It.
I know. You should see it. It's great in the regular IMAX, too, though, for what it's worth.
I just can't bring myself.
I know. Acme vs. Coyote. Tucker, you saw it, right?
I did.
Delightful movie, right?
What?
It's a great movie.
Yeah, I saw it on Friday night.
You saw it first.
I did.
Okay.
Super delightful, right?
I thought it was great.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
So it's a human cartoon situation.
Yes, yeah, like yeah. Spaced, it's like Roger Rabbit, Space that Jams. Kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah. Or Space Jam. Yeah, sure, like Space Jam. Yeah, and
that has Looney Tunes.
Do you know the story about it too, where Disney made the movie?
Yeah, you were saying this.
Tax write. We're gonna never show it.
That's crazy.
So it's pretty cool. So it's a good one.
Good cast.
Very good cast. Yes, John Cena, the best he's ever been.
Wow.
How about that?
It's good saying take. Something.
I mean, when you got a cast with Bugs Bunny and Porky Pig and all these
things. Will Forte.
Was that
John?
Back?
Who's had
he's
a better,
perfect for it.
Who's had a better acting career, The Rock or John Cena?
The Rock, right? But he's had a big, so here's
Cena's
the thing.
Coming up.
I think Cena, like, I like Cena's choices better. I think The Rock makes horrible choices.
Agreed.
Like, I don't think Black Adam and all these things.
Has
are
there been
bad.
A single really good Rock movie?
Well, so
I mean, if you want to say Mona live action, but that seems like that got panned.
No, it was horrible.
Yeah,
Mona live action.
Like,
if you want to say Mona.
Moana, sure.
Moana.
Moana live
Moana,
action.
Moana, man.
Yeah. I think there's a joke to be made there. I'm sure going to stay away from it.
Because the original Moana is phenomenal. Like, it's really good. So that's probably his best movie.
Now, but he's not really
like Fast Furious, Shaw vs. Hobbs, like Fast 5, 6, whichever he's in. Nah. Like, that's my point, though. I'm saying, like, he does not make good
Jumanji's
choices. Jumanji's are actually pretty entertaining. Those
really?
Movies are, for what they are, they're entertaining. They're actually pretty fun.
There's no way they're better than the Robin Williams one.
No, I agree.
Another one's coming out at Christmas.
But I'm telling you,
a third Jumanji?
Jumanji. Yeah. Why are you saying Jumanji? What are you talking about? Jumanji.
I say Jumanji.
Well, it's
you're wrong.
You say Jumanji. I say Jumanji.
No, it's spelled Jumanji.
No, you don't.
It's
potato, potato.
No, it's spelled Jumanji. It said Jumanji. I've never heard anyone say Jumanji.
I say Jumanji.
But it's an A. Why would you say Jumanji? It's Jumanji.
I've always said it.
Okay, well, you're wrong. Yeah.
I might be. I'm just saying.
They're actually pretty entertaining for what they are. But I agree with you. The Rock is a very disappointing movie. And John Cena is great in Acme vs. Coyote. I saw End of Oak Street, which is a phenomenal, super fun 93-minute dinosaur movie. It's great.
Love 93 minutes.
Yes.
Shocking there's dinosaurs in it. It struck me as like
it's the best dinosaur movie since 1993, since the original Jurassic Park. Full stop, without a doubt. Now, there are just not many good dinosaur movies.
And there's
it's
not
a weird
many
thing.
Dinosaur movies in general.
Outside of Jurassic Park.
Yeah,
it's so weird.
Don't
I don't
really
know why there are more. I agree.
So,
go ahead.
Do you think it's crazy to think there were really dragons?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, there were dinosaurs.
Sure.
So, a dragon's not that different.
Sure. Could a dinosaur breathe fire out of its mouth? Maybe. We don't know. You know?
Because I was watching Game of Thrones, and like, obviously it's a fictional world they live in.
It was like the 1200s, man.
So I do actually, because where this came up was,
I know, that's why I said it.
I said to Kristen,
going.
I was like,
I knew you were going there. That's why I said that.
Kristen, I was like, it's crazy. We used to fight like this.
I knew it.
And
I knew exactly where he was
not
going.
Not really, but kind of.
I knew exactly where you're going.
And then I was thinking, but dragons, like, would it shock you if it came out dragons were real?
Like, a little bit, but not.
How about, what would
if
shock
they
you more?
Used to exist? It would shock me if dragons were still around now.
I would agree now.
No, it wouldn't be the craziest thing.
Like, what do you think would
Look,
be?
Aliens might exist. Like, we don't know. Right. You know?
What do you think would be more likely? Dragons were real or there's actually a Bigfoot?
I think
dragons.
I think Bigfoot's
there's
right
no way Bigfoot is not discovered.
By now.
Yeah, that's my point.
I think he might have existed before, though, is my point.
Well, if he existed before, I think it was probably just a huge...
Probably, yeah, but that doesn't mean,
But it still wasn't really Bigfoot.
But no, it was Bigfoot. It just, no one knows what Bigfoot is. Like, so you don't
know. True, but if Bigfoot was a monkey, that'd be a pretty disappointing outcome. I get it would be a monkey called Bigfoot, so technically it existed.
This is good. This is good.
Yeah. I should have saved that actual final
should have. That would have been a better
idea.
But I saw three movies at home, because obviously only four in the theaters from this year. One was Hokum, which is a really good horror movie with Adam Scott, but the other two are the ones I want to recommend the most.
Okay.
So The Invite. With
we've almost watched that
Seth Rogen, Ed Norton, Olivia Wilde, and Penelope Cruz is awesome.
Okay.
It is probably my third favorite movie of the year after The Odyssey and The Drama. It might be about, it's close right there. It is such a great, Olivia Wilde, like, I am fully all
she
in on
movies.
She is a great
Although
director.
She did have the controversy. She,
I know, but
movie.
She is a great director, like
Some
a legit great director.
That.
I think she is phenomenal. This movie is awesome. She's great in the performance too. Like, I'm all in on Olivia Wilde. And then the other movie that I saw that is in the discussion would be my other, would be up my favorite movies of the year. And I told Tucker to watch it. It's a movie called Tuner, a much smaller movie than these others. It's about a piano tuner who gets who gets involved in the world of safe cracking. The skills of hearing the
odd dude twist.
This movie freaking rocks. It was,
is he good at cracking safes?
Yes.
I would assume.
He's got perfect pitch. Like, but
he's got perfect what?
Perfect pitch. So like he can hear a note and be like E flat, F sharp, this.
So what's that do with safes?
We can hear it's
good. Oh, you hear like little
that's the point. That's how he cracks them, by listening and doing the little here's the click and then the
interesting.
Pretty cool. But this movie, so here's what I'm doing with this though. The reason, main reason I'm bringing this up, because I've had my Glenn Powell moment on the show many years ago, right?
Where, yeah, he's kind of fallen off, unfortunately.
Yes, he has.
Yeah, you were early on him though.
I was.
Are you in on Chad Powers? You watching a lot of Chad Powers?
It's an embarrassing
probably
just a paycheck.
It's probably fun to
make. For sure. Whatever. I'm sure it's embarrassing.
I'm telling you a name, okay? You've not heard of the name, I'm sure of it. He is in Tony as well. Did you see Tony, Tuck?
I did not.
You'll love Tony. Tony's great. He is the best part of Tony. He's not
the lead.
He's not. Dominic Sess is great as the lead, but
he could be next up.
He's great.
Cherry Hill.
Yeah, Cherry Hill, exactly. But this guy, he plays like, he's the best role in Tony. He is the star of Tuner. His name is Leo Woodall. I am telling you right now.
Leo what?
Leo Woodall. He is a freaking star.
I'm looking him up.
Leo Woodall. Just trust me. You're hearing it first. When Leo Woodall is a massive star.
Oh, I know
star.
This guy. This dude
massive
is,
star.
He was in the Vacation show on HBO where they go to different resorts.
Oh, was he in White Lotus?
Yeah. Okay. He was very good in White Lotus.
Dude,
and he was also in a very good rom-com.
So all in on this guy. Like,
He has star written all over.
Trust me. 100%. I'm telling you, like, get buy your Leo Woodall stock now, because this guy's awesome. He's great. And he's the best part of Tony, and he's so lights out in Tuner. You should watch Tuner. Tucker's gonna watch it. I'm telling you, Tuner. I know you never watch anything.
Yeah,
Tuner
yeah.
is a delight. It is.
So
a great
it's
movie.
Making me think of Crooner from I Think You Should Leave, but that's okay.
That's a different thing. Oh, well, I guess I got you guys here. I like this seals more your alley of mine. I can't wait for this Nathan Fielder or Elizabeth Holmes thing.
Seems crazy.
It looks awesome, and it looks like the perfect match for him. Like those two going at it is gonna be fascinating.
So the only thing I'll say about Nathan Fielder is, well, two things. One, I feel like it's the same bit again and again.
So I don't watch enough of his stuff. I've enjoyed the little bits I've watched, but I don't watch like the full shows. I've seen like an episode here.
Moment of vulnerability for me. I feel stupid when I watch his stuff. I feel like I'm just not fully getting it. And like, I feel like smart people really like Nathan Fielder. Yeah. And so
I
like,
he's very,
whenever
whenever
like,
watch,
I love
like,
Nathan
that's
Fielder,
really impressive,
I just go, yeah, me too. Even though deep down I watch. And I'm just like, I don't fully get it. Okay. Like he's had good shows for sure, but I thought
you guys like the awkward
I thought the airplane
stuff,
one was
you know?
Dumb. Yeah. Like, he flew an airplane, of course. Like, what do you think he actually, they were never gonna let that airplane crash. There were people to help him if something happened. So like, I could fly an airplane.
This guy.
And this is why I'm too stupid for him. It's just not me.
Tucker. I think he's a genius.
I do exactly. too. I think he's clearly a genius.
I think Nathan for you is fantastic.
What I've seen, I like, but I think he's clearly a genius.
I agree. I think he's brilliant.
It's really good. I'm hearing another. All right. We'll be back on Thursday. We're going to pick some games.
Yeah, we got to do the picks pod too.
It's going to be fun. We'll do the picks pod. And then Saturday, 1 to 3, biggest show of the year so far, I guess, since the playoff
well,
show.
Depends
we
how big you think the game
January.
Is.
Is it a must win show?
There we go.
That it is. It's a must-win show. All right. We'll be back on Thursday, Saturday. Big game this week. We can't wait. So until then, he's Item James.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra Strength Recovery, now available at GNC and GNC.com.